It don't even look like a fleshlight. It looks like something a fleshlight inspires to be.
It looks like the three shells from Demolition Man.
Yeah, people still don't know how to use that shit either. Dog, they roasted the fucking PS5. It looks terrible.
Yo, it looks like a Chinese knockoff of the PlayStation 4.
It looks like a ship that a villain from fucking Dragon Ball Z comes down in.
Oh shit. It looks like it's the bottle the next friggin' Ciroc vodka.
No, that's clearly a Douce bottle.
Clearly.
Kung Fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll Kung Fu kick you in the dick. Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. I'm sitting here with my lovely life. Their normal enthusiasm as always. And across the pond, we got the pinnacle of political perfection, the superior Super Woke Hobby.
Yo!
It's really good, man.
I'm chilling, man. I got a belly full of protein.
You might want to say phrasing 1,000 times after saying that.
Why, old man? What problematic reason should I say phrasing?
Because it sounds like you swallowed a mouthful of jizz.
Yeah.
No.
Which isn't problematic, you know what I mean? Do your thing.
I just don't think your wife would be happy.
You don't know what they're into.
This is true. No kink shaming. Never mind. I'll ask her later.
I am so disappointed in you, in you, Valkyrie.
I'm sorry.
You always messed up. Save your government.
I don't care.
So we're gonna start it right off this because she's been meaning to get into this. So she has words for you.
No.
Who has words for me?
Well, because I asked the question and I wasn't allowed to ask it off air. Why haven't you canceled Chick-fil-A yet?
Why haven't I canceled Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Was that a serious question?
Yes.
Yes!
Because the sandwiches are great.
Oh my god.
They really aren't.
I'm over you right now. First of all, their food's salty. We've had this conversation before.
But how do you know? How do you know their food's salty?
Because I had it years and years ago once, because it was suggested by somebody else when we were down south. It's before it came up here.
So we tried it. Racist Chick-fil-A.
Listen, you think northern
racist Chick-fil-A. It's a lot less apparent.
It's a lot less shock it's, your kids it's into being gay, not being gay.
Go ahead.
I said it's a lot less shock your kid into not being gay.
I don't even know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little less Romney and a little more George W.
So here's the thing. My question to you is why should I? First of all, you know me. I don't believe in canceling anything, to be honest with you. I don't know why.
Because I can't.
I'm curious. Why should I cancel Chick-fil-A?
I can't support anything that is that openly disgusting and gross. Just like I can't support Trump. I can't support them.
So they're openly racist and homophobic?
Yes.
Is that a fact?
They're openly homophobic.
I don't know if that's true. Like who? Like Chick-fil-A, the company?
The company itself literally donates every year to anti-gay fucking campaigns. Like shocking your kids straight. It is true. It's their big thing. They're super religious. It's why they're closed on Sunday.
So I don't like defending corporations because, you know, I don't care enough about them. So I don't want this to come across like I'm defending Chick-fil-A. I really don't care.
You just like their chicken.
I'm honestly, and this has nothing to do with, that has nothing to do with you, Marie, because, you know, I love you to death. But, like, I kind of, this year has really kind of brought me to a point where I need people to come to me when they say these things, right? I need
you want that. I will look it up.
I need you to show me a press release, an article from a reputable source, something that tells me, in this case, right, Chick-fil-A donates to anti-gay causes.
Okay.
That's all I need. I just need that. I've heard it. I just don't know how true that is.
Well, I got...
If it is true, I don't know if it means what people think it means. Because Chick-fil-A is a $1 billion company, right? And, like, all their restaurants are franchised. So they're individual franchised owners.
Yeah, but in order to own a Chick-fil-A, you have to follow a certain guideline, too, though.
I think the only guideline, really, is not to open on a Sunday and, you know, the chicken has to smack.
So, from what I'm reading here, they donate to the Salvation Army, and the Salvation Army has said in the past that the Bible forbids sexual intimacy between members of the same sex, that gay Christians should embrace celibacy, and that the scripture does not support same-sex marriages, according to Snopes.
So they donate to the Salvation Army, and the Salvation Army, being a Christian organization, is homophobic. I'm not shocked.
Well, I still say fuck Chick-fil-A for that, and for the fact that their food is super fucking overrated.
It's garbage. Everybody donates to the Salvation Army. I'm pretty sure, like, that's troubling. I mean, I'm not surprised in the least bit. But the little old dude with the red bucket, and is that money going to, like, anti-gay programs? Like, I don't get it. Or is it just, because I know the Salvation Army, like, they do a lot of stuff for poor people. I don't think they're shocking gay people.
You don't know that.
I don't.
I'm also going to say it like this. We had a conversation last week about one of the Marvel CEOs donating to the Trump campaign. Mm-hmm. It was just one of the chairmen. It doesn't represent all of them. Let me finish. But right, that doesn't necessarily, just because one person doesn't necessarily mean that represents all the company.
Yeah.
My problem is, I have an issue with anybody who's so super religious that they refuse to open on Sunday. Most religious, and the fact that they openly have been, you know, when you donate money, you should be looking at what these people represent. Like, when I have people on the show, it's like, I look them up, like, okay, what do you represent? What kind of person are you? I go and I dig about to make sure these aren't people that I want representing my show and this brand.
For every company.
Huh?
For every company.
I said for every person that comes on the show.
Oh, okay, sorry, go ahead.
So when I have people on there, yeah. So let's take Vita Ayala, for example. I know what they represent and I know what, like, they stand for. I'll have them on the show. If someone was like, hey, interview Mike Pence, fuck him. Like, flat out fuck him. Fuck him. I don't want him anywhere near me.
Yeah, but you get to ask questions.
No,
but
I don't
he
want
has to answer.
No, he doesn't, but people like that don't answer. We've seen him in front of a camera answering questions. He doesn't answer them. And then when he's put in the corner, he shakes hands and says, thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Who's he talking to, though?
When he's talking to, like, he was on camera thanking some worker, no, somebody in the hospital for, thank you for your time and effort and da-da-da. The person was like, well, why did you get rid of healthcare in some way, shape, or form? He goes, oh, well, we didn't do that. He goes, no, actually, this is exactly what you did. I have it right here. He goes, oh, it doesn't mean that. I said, okay, well, explain to me what it means then. Well, I can't really get into the intricacies of it. Why not? Because it's too complex. Oh, you don't think I'd understand it? Okay, thank you for your time, and thank you for your effort, and thank you for being you. Have a good day. And he walks away.
Yeah.
That's what
he does. I mean, I think that's almost a weakness of the venue he's talking at. I think a lot of times Mike Pence is, you know, avoiding people that would sending probing questions and actually challenge his answers. Like, I think somebody like you talking to him would probably, I'm not saying it would work to get some answers from him, but I think it would be a better venue for that than, say, like, a press conference where, like...
I honestly think it'd be worse, because in a situation like this, I'm going to have you in the room with me. So when I ask him questions flat out and he tries to give me the runaround, you're going to be able to respond and go, well, no, that's not what he asked. What he asked was, and it's like, well, you don't understand the intricacies and how like deep it is in politics. And you can go, no, it's not that deep. You can explain it to us. Dumb it down. You're the vice president. Explain to me exactly what it means so that people who may not be as intelligent as you or as you claim you are in a political platform can understand.
Well, I think that's it right there. I don't think somebody like Mike Pence would ever put himself in a situation to talk to people like us. You know what I mean? Like, I think that somebody like him, who's been in politics for so long, who stood by such horrible and controversial decisions as a lawmaker, I think he was governor of Indiana. You know, I think that he knows better. Like, I don't think these people, they might say, a lot of these people like Mike Pence might say they do the things they do as far as like the homophobic stuff as, you know, with the best intentions because they're Christian or whatever the hell, right? I think people like Mike Pence do that not because they believe it. I think they do it because it gives them a power base. They know for a fact if they say gay marriage is wrong that they're going to get a not insignificant portion of the American population to vote for them or support them. You know what I mean? Like, they have a whole news that multiple media like companies that will put them on and support them and give them positive praise for saying the things that they say. He's not an idiot.
Well, no.
I guess you're right in that sense, but I don't know. I think that with your platform and the way you look at the world, if you had a chance to put somebody like Mike Pence on the hot seat, yeah, I'd be pushing you to do that. Because I don't think you're gonna shower him with praises, and I don't think you're gonna give him an opportunity to try to look good by saying these horrible things.
Let me tell you exactly what I would do. If I was ever in a room with him, I would be crop dusting him every fucking chance I got. Oh my god, I'm locking him in a studio and I'm just letting out silent farts the whole time.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It looks like, I don't know him, but I've heard his fetish is hotboxing large men's farts, so sorry, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, he does look like the type of person who'd like cuff a butthole to smell up, to sniff a fart.
Yeah. He definitely walks around libraries sniffing the computer mouses and keyboards.
You know, he waits for he has all the libraries closed up, cuts off all the cameras, just be sniffing on library seats.
He has a very classy collection of lingerie in his size.
All of them have the butthole out?
All of them have the butthole out.
Oh man. So let's get to some other shit.
Wait, before you do that, Valkyrie, do you hate me?
No. So this is my biggest problem with him. Not like now, not with the Salvation Army, but like way back when he donated to a charity called Focused on the Family.
Which, yeah, that sounds like a super conservative group.
So it was one of those places that did like conversion therapy or whatever. So like when I found that out, I was like, I'm so glad I don't eat from there, because I don't want to support something that uses shock therapy to try to transform someone to be something that they're not. Like, that's not, shock therapy does not make you not gay. Like, all it's doing is fucking with your kid. Like, it's just wrong. I don't know, it's just wrong.
It's a horrible practice. Like, that's something somebody should get life in prison for putting somebody through. Like, I don't dispute with that at all. And if that's your reason for not eating good, like, I'm more power to you. Like, I'm not gonna knock you or judge you for that at all. Like, and you know my stance when it comes to the LGBTQ community. Like, I don't, you know, whatever. That goes without saying, I think, at this point, especially with you. You know what I mean? But I just like their chicken, man. And I think the company's so large that they donate to a lot of organizations, I think. You know what I mean? And the family that owns the company, that owns the brand Chick-fil-A, they're super conservative Christians. And I grew up around super conservative Christians.
I do too.
I know the way they think. And honestly, like, That's how they roll. And they have billions of dollars, and they're gonna spend it on shit. Hey, I disagree.
Talking mad shit on that. I just like.
My bad. So I got some. Something. I'm queuing up something for next.
Yeah.
So yeah, you were saying. Sorry.
I guess I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
You can't fuck with it.
I just feel like if I'm asking somebody to make it so that everything is okay for me, asking people to defend my husband's honor, you know, because
I'm glad you brought that up, Maria.
I just can't support something that oppresses a whole nother group of already oppressed people.
I'm yeah. sorry, you just had the perfect segue.
For what?
You'll understand. So, Super Woke, let me ask you a question.
Yo, before we start that question, you have a can on?
No, I'm drinking wine tonight.
Damn, hold on. Let me do that, because we forgot to do that. Hold on a second.
I was going to say.
All right, go ahead.
So, let me ask you a question. Let's say some internet personalities, or some dude, was on Twitter, talking greasy about your wife. How would you respond?
Somebody on Twitter talking crazy,
like insulting your wife.
Fucking cut that person.
Do I know that person?
Asking you though. You have a completely
is
different
person. Is that person somebody that I would eventually see and be able to punch in the face?
Possibly.
Alright, if I can see the person, I'll punch him in the face. If not, I'll block the shit out of him.
Alright, so basically, it's on site. So yeah, Valkyrie. Someone in there is talking really fucked up about you. How would you expect me to respond?
I would hope that you would defend my honor. I hope that you would stand up for me and
So here's my thing. That's exactly what I would do, but what do you think it would be too far for someone to go, for me to go? Because my reaction would be, I'm calling up Diddy, and I'm like, yo, Diddy, we gotta go take a trip.
To some random stranger's house? But no,
it's someone famous. Going
I think
online,
having sex with that person would be going too far.
I'm going to. So this dude, this nobody called DJ Academic.
He sells 26K first.
He has a platform on Complex. He did a show with Joe Budden. He's friends. He's friends with Tekashi 6ix9ine, and he has a big fucking mouth. And now, I forget who was online. I forget who he was doing a show with. But he goes, he says to him, while it was him, this rapper, Joe Budden, and DJ Academics. And they he said something fucked up about him. And the rapper says to Academics, he goes, would you be talking to me like this if cameras and security weren't around? And Joe Budden goes, I don't want to waste my time having this conversation. So let me answer for you. No, he wouldn't talk that shit if there weren't camera security around. And so he went on and continued to talk shit or whatever. And he says to him, like, yo, would you, like, he goes, because you know I'd smack him in the mouth. So anyway, this dude commented because John Legend album Bigger Love sells 26,000 the first week. So DJ Academics decided to respond. And I guess John Legend's wife said something about him. And this is how she responded. This is how he responded.
Bigger Love sells 26K first week. It's bewildering to me. His bitch be talking mad shit online. I dislike him so much. I can't even lie to you. Chrissy Teigen, Instagram. I just feel like, she actually, one time she sneaked this to me, so fuck that hoe. Straight up. And John Legend, you can hear that. Don't have your bitch this to me, because I don't give two fucks about none of y'all here. He's the calls in the chat, niggas. All right, Serpent Pat, thank you for the donation. But one time she would sneak this in me. I don't play that. I don't care if you John Legend's bitch or any other bitch. How about you take that fucking big ass mouth of yours and that fucking weird ass looking face and start promoting your man's album? Maybe you wouldn't do 25,000 fucking first week. Cause you got all the jokes, and when you're trying to get in niggas, you think you're the smartest, cutest, funniest thing possible. But your man is still fucking flopping. He's a legend doing 25,000. That's a fucking flop. Chrissy
Teigen,
suck a dick.
That's fucked up.
So.
I would stab that dude. In public. I wouldn't even care.
Who has beef with John Legend and Chrissy Teigen? Is
that,
you can do that?
Right? Like, John Legend, you just called out John Legend? What's wrong with you?
Who's kind of author in real life. That's crazy.
So
I would stab that dude.
There's a lot I have to say about this.
Not like, Janae slapping nobody.
You say that. And see, that was gonna be my thing.
I don't know. Them are
like, can I speak on my own platform?
I'm just saying, he just seems like a really loving dude. Like, I can't see him slapping that. He chills with like Obama. Like,
that don't make see, this is my problem. People have like R&B singers or just people fucked up because of the way they dress. I honestly think that like John, I don't know if he would, but I wouldn't put it past him to be like, oh, we're doing this? Oh, he's got enough money, or even better, he's got enough money to have someone do it for him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but why? Who? What's his name? What's this dude's name again?
He's some invalid fucking loser.
I don't know him, but I can't think of his name right now.
Academics.
Academics, yeah. Like, he ain't slapping nobody either. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's out of disrespect.
So, and it was funny, so I guess he started talking about Joe Budden. And who is funny because Joe Budden calls this guy a friend and like he refuses to talk shit about him because you know we talked about it. So he went and was talking shit about Joe's ex fiance who he's still really close to. That's his baby's mother. That's and like they're still close. They still like you know do best for their kid. And she was he said something greasy about her, and goes, yeah, you shouldn't be talking shit because Complex gave you the money to have your platform and pay for that mansion you rented. Yeah, I said it. They rented. They didn't own. Remember that shit next time. I'm like, dog. Joe was gonna fuck you up.
Joe doesn't look like a fighter either.
You say that. You keep saying that. But
he looks
real you keep saying that. I've seen some really soft people beat the shit out of motherfuckers.
I don't know anything about Joe Budden. I don't know anything, but that dude Academics really doesn't look like he's about that life at all. Like,
see, I don't know what he even looks like
at all. Like, in any way, shape, or form. So I don't. But John Legend should just chill with his very nice and beautiful wife, and chill in their mansion with his 27,000 records sold, and just be John Legend because he don't need to sell another million records ever in his life. I think he's straight. I don't know, man. It's just, man.
Like, who talks shit to John Legend?
Yeah, like, of all people, you're talking shit to John Legend? So, Just Greg showed this to me, right? And so, I ended up going down the rabbit hole. And I guess he said something to Freddie Gibbs.
Who?
DJ Academics. Oh, God. And so, Freddie Gibbs told him he looks like a Teletubby.
Facts.
And then so DJ Akagama goes, matter of fact, I'm ignoring Freddie Gibbs because he's clearly a troll who ain't about shit. When you ready, nigga, come to Everyday Struggle with your proof. I'll embarrass you with mine. All facts. No cap. I'll wait for. And then and then Freddie Gibbs goes, I'ma squeeze your titties on camera.
Yo, as a man with titties,
this is so funny. Yo, it's funny because everyone's been posting this shit online because, like, Academics is going, like, through this, like, long diatribe of shit. And there was one. It's like, you know the meme where it's like the dude's crying but he's, like, angry?
The Jordan joint?
No. Yeah, like someone just drew. And so it's like there's someone going and it's like this guy just yelling and screaming and then it's like, then it's another dude going, bitch, you built like a Teletubby.
Damn. Yo, Erykah Badu roasted him without even trying.
She don't need to.
On the show.
I mean, well.
It's Erykah fucking Badu.
She was like, you look familiar.
You don't step to her.
Erykah Badu voice, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put it. Like, for like 10 minutes, she was like, man. Every time he asked her a question, he'd just be like, she'd be like, you just look so familiar. And then she finally got it. She was like, yeah, Jerry. And everybody was like, who? Jerry the Mouse.
Oh, yeah, because there's a Jerry the Mouse meme going around where he looks like sleepy as shit. And they found a picture of DJ Academics looking sleepy as shit. And it's why.
That's where that came from.
God, that's so funny. I was wondering where the fuck that came from. God, Erykah Badu was the best.
Yes, she is. Yeah, but I don't want to talk about DJ Academics, man. He's whack. He's bringing my whole vibe down. He just look like a weirdo. Ugh.
Yeah, he does.
He's
does.
Like, ah, man, Rex. I don't like him. He's like 40, but he still looks like he's like a 17-year-old weirdo.
Well, I mean, because he probably is a 40-year-old. No, I think he's... Fuck, he might be 30.
But he still looks like a really old young dude. I hope that makes sense. He just looks weird.
Yo, how you got a dad bod before you hit your 30s?
He got a pedophile face, sorry.
Oh! Yo, so that was the other thing he said. Oh, shit. He was talking about somebody, and he made a really, really pedophilic comment. He goes, I know such and such is 15, but she got hella titties or lots of titties or something like that.
But that's what I'm saying. He looks like he... And I don't want to go by looks. I'm going to say, like, the whole package, like, the way... Everything he talks about, like, his hyper-defensiveness, all that. Like, he just seems like... Just, like, I wouldn't want him anywhere near, like, my kids. Like, ever. Like, he's just one of those dudes. Be like, yo, I'm watching kids. Like, nah. You come with me. I'm just going to let my 4-year-old stay at home by himself.
Yeah, like, it's definitely one of those things where you're like... Like, don't leave him around Uncle Academics.
Yeah, I'm not saying he is a pedophile. I'm not saying that.
Dog, he like literally him. Made a comment about that.
No, I know, but he seems like a dude that sues, so I don't want him to.
You know. Oh, so I can't call this episode Don't Leave Them Around Uncle Academics?
Oh, you can do that, because, you know, allegedly. It's allegedly. Like, I heard it. I don't know if it's true. But, you know.
Okay.
These things happen, especially when you look like DJ Academics. But, you know, I'm not saying he did it.
Alright, moving on. This is something I couldn't wait to talk about. I'm pretty sure you saw this Super Bowl. An entire pro softball team quit after their GM tried to use them as racist pro-Trump propaganda.
Yeah, you posted that. I didn't click onto it. I didn't click into it. But because I've heard this story so many times with Trump, like sports teams in particular, kind of like, you know, not wanting to be associated with Trump. So I'm like, oh, here goes another reason why this dude's an embarrassment. But I'm curious to know what happened.
All right, so I have the story right here. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. A few weeks ahead of the slated return of most U.S. sports, pro women's softball held its first game in Melbourne, Florida this week. Shortly after the game ended, every member of the Texas-based Scrapyard Fast Pitch quit the team. Every single one. At some point during the game, the team's general manager, Connie May, tweeted a picture of the players standing during the national anthem. The tweet tagged Fuckboy45 declaring, "Everyone respecting the flag in all caps." According to the New York Times, the team returned to their locker room after the game to find a bunch of texts and notifications about the picture, which was posted without their knowledge or consent to promote the political message they say was not their intention. May's implication is that by standing for the anthem, the team showing opposition, or at the very least, in defiance to the Black Lives Matter movement, making a sort of anti-protest in itself. And the team made it clear they were not okay with the message. Haley McClenney, my apologies if I butchered her name, tweeted, "We might be standing in this photo, but we sure as hell aren't standing for this. I'm embarrassed and I'm heartbroken. I'm disgusted, Scrapyard FB. I will never be associated with your organization again. Black Lives Matter. The tone deafness on this is unbelievable."
I mean, shit.
She's pissed.
Someone else, Kat Osterman, "I do not support the comments made during our game by the general manager again. I will not represent them. We as a people are working towards change, and this is not it." As other people, "I am so hurt by hate and ignorance will never win. That's the last one I'll read. "This isn't us. As players, we do not stand for a tweet sent out by this person. We stand for the Black community. We love you, and we stand united with you."
That was all dope. Every single one of those quotes. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, man, like, you kind of get tired of hearing about how shitty this country's been to people of color. And a lot of other groups, right? And you're constantly disappointed by the fact that things don't change. But I'm going to be honest with you. As shitty as 2020 has been, it feels different. I'm a lot more optimistic about the future of this country. because so many people are taking a vocal stand. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, people of color. I'm not talking about activists. I'm not talking about people that took a African histories class one semester at Yale or whatever. Or I don't know if Yale has that, but just everybody. Athletes to you know, suburban teenager. Like, they're all taking a really public and fair stand. Well, not all, but a lot of them, it seems like. And I know I might be setting myself up for disappointment, given the history of this country, but, like,
and I don't even care. This country's full of disappointment.
Yeah, like, I don't really care about the picture or any of that, because that's just a out-of-touch old white dude doing what out-of-touch old white dudes do. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, absolutely.
What I take from that story is that, yo, everybody's fed up.
Do you know the funny thing about this is I'm pretty sure that they're going to try to count, they're going to try to sue the team saying, we have the right to your likeness or something like that, but I'm wondering whether or not they can counter it with, yeah, but you also don't have the right to use us in political propaganda.
I mean, I don't know how strong that case would be, having a right to their likeness. Like, if they want to take it to court, they can. I mean, I don't know. Those rules are kind of crazy. But other than that, because they're on the USA team, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're actual amateurs. So, you know, it's a weird legal gray area with all that stuff. So I don't know. But I don't know. So
I don't know if it's actually, I'm lying. I don't know if they're in a, I know some from the Olympic team, but it looks like this was, it was just a U.S. sports pro women's softball team, so they are professionals.
Oh, so that's different. I mean, it depends, like, you sign a contract, whatever it's in that contract has, you know, can inform them what they can do with their likeness when they're on, like, official team business, so.
Yeah, I don't know. But I also know a lot of sports figures and celebrities, they can't flat out talk about what they're gonna say, because, like, they don't want you making comments about who you're gonna vote for, because it can sway people. And a lot of, like, pro sports teams will say, we can't have you doing that. It may be different now because of social media and everything, but I don't know. Valkyrie, you gonna say something?
I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't think teams are going out and saying that. They might not, because think about the NBA, you know, think about all the sports. Think about all the famous athletes since the 60s that spoke up. You know what I mean? Like, I know in the Olympics, they're implementing a rule where athletes have to stand and put their hand on their chest for the anthem or whatever. But, you know, look at that classic picture of the two black Olympians with their fists in the air. You know what I mean? Like, sports has a very... Especially athletes in particular, they have a very long history of fighting for social issues, I think, very publicly. It's especially with free speech, when it comes to political speech in particular, you can't really tell somebody what to do. And if they are doing that, like, that's crazy to
me. Well, here's a good one for you. You bring that up. Did you know, and this was during in the Jordan duck, it was the Reebok logo that was above the was on the warm-ups that the Dream Team was using. And Michael Jordan was very much like, no, I'm not wearing that because, you know, I'm a Nike guy, blah, 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 blah. So, do you know what Michael Jordan did? He draped the American flag over his shoulder where the logo was.
Yeah, it was like, what's Reebok going to say about that? Like,
exactly.
Remove that American flag. No, that's not a good look.
So Michael Jordan can go, oh, I was going to have the American flag there, but Reebok told me not to.
Yep, that would be bad, man.
Valkyrie, hold on.
Why, in particular, like, that's why. When athletes decide to speak up, it's usually on their own accord, and they do take a large risk, but I think that's why it means a little bit more, I think.
That makes sense. Anyway, it's just I just thought the whole thing was dope, because, like, I in times like this, I appreciate anybody who will sacrifice, like, their money and livelihood to stand up for something like that. Because they didn't have to quit. They could have just made a statement and then bounced. Now it would be the end of that. But they just said, you know, fuck you.
Yeah. That's the only. That's really the only good response to, like, really racist or insensitive things that people do. You know what I mean? Just say, fuck you.
Valkyrie, any comments?
No.
You wanted to say something. I just wanted to finish.
I can't remember what it was.
We can move on to NASCAR Gate.
Man, we better have something funny coming up.
I got nothing, dude. This has been a really, really fucked up like couple of weeks.
Today's climate, you can find anything funny and heartwarming.
Funny and heartwarming. Oh, I'm back in therapy.
Yeah, man.
And that's going really well. We had a weird ass conversation. What was it? Friday night?
Yeah, definitely.
So me and Super woke got off of work. I'm at my job. We're just like shooting shit or whatever. And the conversation ended up coming into a thing where we started discussing. Fuck, what was it? I forget how it started.
Existentialism. I can't say it.
Existentialism.
There you go.
And I got into this, and then that led to me saying a quote that I created that I'm very proud of. The original quote is, excuse me, I think, therefore I am, which, Javi, would you like to explain what that means?
You think so you are. You exist because you have thoughts, and you're able to, like, meditate on the world around you.
So, I coined the phrase, I think, therefore, I don't know. Because I think I'm here, but for all I know, I'm a crazy lunatic talking into a poop computer that's actually not recording anything, and I'm talking to my best friend, Rat, Super Rat Harvey, Hobby, excuse me, and my wife, Valkyrie, is actually a bat that doesn't even speak.
Which is interesting, because if you think about that, it kind of means from your perspective that it's possible that nothing really matters, because you can never be sure what's reality. Well, or that is so, reality is so subjective that, you know, well, nothing really matters.
And see, that's my point. That is exactly my point. We don't know.
Yeah, but I think that the better answer would be, you don't know.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, we don't know. And then we got into the conversation.
No. I meant, like, I don't know. Like, saying, instead of saying we don't know, like this answer is not answerable because I don't know it, right? I think we tend to say we don't know this answer, or it seems so unbelievable that anybody could understand it that obviously none of us understand it. You know, does that make sense?
It does. I vehemently disagree. I think that, as a whole, we don't know. I think we have an assumption of what's actually going on. But I don't think we actually know everything. Because as soon as we find something we know, we come and find out. Like, oh, we didn't know everything that comes with it. So now we're back to square one with the scientific method.
So what are you basing that on? Like, you're saying that it's impossible to know anything?
Yes.
Are you basing that?
Yes, I think it is actually impossible to know anything.
I get that. But what are you basing that observation on?
I'm basing that off of the idea that they've said the human brain will allow you to see certain things because it can't understand it or comprehend it. For all I know, standing in front of me are six-dimensional beings that my brain can't comprehend, so I'm just looking through them all together.
But that's what's interesting about that, because I'm not familiar with anybody that's credible in the field of neurology or psychology or anything explaining it in that way, like saying that our brain would only allow us to comprehend things that we can understand. I don't think that's necessarily true. Like, we are confronted with things we don't understand every day.
Maybe understand is a bad word for it. That's how the conversation started. We were talking about the point of words. Understand, comprehend. Maybe comprehend is a better word. So, like, you know how, like, let's take death, for example. When you die, they always say you see a flash of light, right?
I mean, they, people do say that.
And there's, and I've been told there's a scientific reason for that, because your brain does these weird things with electrics and stuff that's science-y that I just don't fucking know.
I'm not a neurologist. That's not my field of study, but it sounds like you have a pretty good grasp on it.
So my so my point is, how do you know we haven't seen heaven or hell, but our brains really can't comprehend and process exactly what we saw?
Because I've never been to heaven or hell. So even if, say, I take, so let's say that's true, right? Like, we don't remember, or our senses don't pick up things that are so strange to our perception that it just doesn't take it in. Say that's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were in heaven or in hell at one point. I mean, not really. You don't remember it. There's no signs on your body that's telling me or you that we've been there. It's possible we could be in there now, some pocket dimension that's all around us, right? But does it really matter?
I mean,
like, it's not something that you can touch or sense, or it has really no bearing on your life, as far as you can tell. So technically, no, you've never really, in a sense, you've never really been there.
I mean, and I can also get into the whole thing. Oh, God, there's just so many things that this could be a whole new fucking conversation, new whole other podcast. Because then that gets into like alternate realities.
Take it one step at a time, bro. I see steam coming out your ears. I don't want.
Because then it has me getting into alternate realities, and then when you die, you maybe jump into someone else's body and some other stuff, and you don't remember it, and it's,
I think that, but I think that's something.
And don't get me started on mermaids.
But this, I think that's a I don't know, call it a crisis of reality, right? Like, I think everybody in some way kind of goes through that at different points in their life, right? Like, the pieces around them don't really make sense, or, you know, how can I say this? I can only use my perception as an example, right? Like,
yeah,
I remember being religious, or growing up in a somewhat religious household and believing in the concept of heaven and hell, right? And like, you know, I didn't, even with that belief, I didn't go around thinking that one day I'm going to go to hell or one day I'm going to go to heaven. Like, there would be moments where I would, like, really feel those impulses, right? And really think about the decisions I made in life. Were they good enough for me to go to heaven, or were they bad so I got to go to hell? Like, you know, whatever, right? But that was kind of my guiding principle. Even though I didn't think about it all the time, it was my guiding principle. That's what, like, life was. Like, it was really simple. Like, God created life and blah, 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 blah. I think that once my view on the universe changed, right, I think there was a point where I'm like, oh, there's nothing guiding us. There's no real meaning to life or whatever, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I felt that way for a little bit. Or there might be moments that I might feel that way because of whatever I'm going through, right? But at the same time, we still have to live our life, right? We still share this world with people around us, especially you. You're married. So those questions, the questions that we don't have answers to, or even really trying to find answers that really don't affect our lives in any way, I think, you know, we can let those go because there's more important things to think about.
And speaking of things that are more important to, I have breaking news. Freddie Gibbs, or someone tagged him, they're selling DJ Academics Teletubby shirts.
Wow.
The back of it says,
life really has no meaning.
Huh?
Life really has no meaning.
Yo. The back of it says, Academics is police.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Is that a sick burn?
It's just funny because he does really look like a Teletubby. I'm sorry. I hate to bring it back to this, but it's just so goddamn funny that they're really selling Academics shirts with him as a Teletubby.
That's hilarious.
So I found the quote. Do you know who Bad Bobby is?
Bad Bobby? Hold on one second.
Don't Google it.
No, I'm getting distracted at the moment. I apologize.
I'm not even going to make the comment on air. So apparently Bad Bobby is 15, and DJ Academic said, quote, Bad Bobby got mad titties for a 15-year-old.
Wait, what?
Please don't make me repeat that.
Yes, please repeat that.
I just want you to repeat it.
God. DJ Academic tweeted, on September 15th, 2018, Bad Bobby got mad titties for a 15-year-old. We gotta say something, because I don't even know how to respond.
I don't know what to say.
Creep-ass nigga is what you gotta say.
I mean, what did I say before? What does he look like?
Don't leave him around Uncle... Don't leave your kids around Uncle Academics.
Sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, but that nigga's a creep.
Damn.
Oh, man. So before we go, I want to bring up something. Because your man's out here acting foolish again, Harvey.
Who's this?
Your man's.
I got a lot of mans, yo.
Terry Crews.
Oh, that's my dude?
That's your man's.
You talking about the dude from White Girls?
Yeah, dude on pop.
He's in the convertible?
Yeah, always popping his titties.
You talking about the big ass cop from Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah.
You talking about he's kind of black, but he be saying some off the wall type of shit?
Not Terry Crews.
Definitely Terry Crews.
So he recently just said Terry Crews. Also, quote: Terry Crews faces backlash for comments regarding the Black Lives Matter movement, saying, "This is his tweet. If you're a child of God, you are my brother and sister." I have family of every race, creed, and ideology. We must ensure Black Lives Matter doesn't morph into Black Lives Better.
Yeah, I don't... I saw you sent that to us in the group chat, and to be honest with you, I don't even know what that means. He hopes that Black Lives Matter doesn't turn into Black Lives Better? Like, what does that mean? I need somebody to, like... Like, I think I know what he's trying to say, but I don't think he knows
what he's trying to say. I said that when he read that to me. I was like, does he understand what he's saying? I don't think he understands what he's saying.
Yeah, like, it's kind of funny, to be honest with you. Like, I could see him, like, he was really proud of that, too. Like, he hit that post so hard. Like, that mouse is probably broke.
You're like, he just keeps saying dumb shit, man. It's like I swear to Odin, and it's like, you know what's funny is in a month from now we're gonna be having this, we're gonna be recording another episode, and we're gonna be talking about this shit again
about Terry Crews.
Yes,
because he can say something else.
Yeah, of course he is.
Like, but I can't even be like, are people offended by that?
No,
like,
it's just
like he should be embarrassed.
He's not, though. He's gonna pop his titties a few times and he's gonna go about his business.
Like, I don't know if, like, I don't think there's anybody who says Black Lives Matter is even thinking about, like, unless they're, you know, like, crazy or just shitty people. Like, I don't think any, I've never heard that. I don't know where you go from Black Lives Matter. Like, Matter, who's a comedian? Damn it, you might know this. He said it, but, like, it's, Matter is, the black dude from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Michael Che.
Yeah, like, matters, like, that's all they want. Like, just saying your life matters is a problem.
Yeah.
And this big buffoon is going to help these crazy-ass conservatives say, like, oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter. They want to be Black Lives Better. Like, what the?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's stupid.
I need a Chick-fil-A sandwich right now.
Wow. We can't be friends.
Damn it, Wade.